Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, on the air once again. Thanks for all who will be listening in this evening. I plan to have this a pretty nice episode, I believe. This is a Simply Innovative magazine episode where I'll be talking to some of the people featured. But to make sure that everybody knows, the show, of course, is live. You can call in 646-200-4444. Although I do have some guests, and I will try to take other callers. You can also check out the show on the internet, blogtalkradio.com/IMTM Worldwide, where you can also join the chat room as well. And be sure to visit my website, www.imtmworldwide.com, where you can, of course, click on the radio show, YouTube page, Twitter, and et cetera. Tonight, again, is the first of many shows featuring those who appear in my magazine, Simply Innovative, which is a magazine featuring those who are bringing innovation to their industry or those that are new names to the industry that deserve recognition. This first issue is entertainment-based because that's what I do. But there will be other issues pertaining to subjects such as science, the environment, technology, and a whole bunch of others. Because I do have so many people that are going to be calling in tonight, I'm going to go ahead and get started. My first guest is someone who has been working in the industry for a good long time. She's very good at what she does, and I want to go ahead and get her on the line. So our first person, her name is Claudia Romani, and welcome to the show, Claudia.
Hello, Chris. How are you?
How are you doing tonight, Claudia?
I'm good. Yourself?
I'm doing good. You didn't expect the applause coming in, did you?
No, I didn't. And I'm glad that everything worked out with the connection and so on, because, you know, I was there and all, and I'm like, okay. I hope Chris is going to hear me.
I did see you at first, and then all of a sudden you disappeared, and I was like, okay, she has to call back. So I was worried for a couple of seconds, but you're good. I do know that I think you're shooting in the morning, so I don't want to keep you too long, but don't worry.
It's not that late yet.
Okay, good. I wanted to just say thank you again for agreeing to be the first cover of Simply Innovative magazine. I'm very excited about it. What did you think about the photo shoot that day?
I think it was very interesting. First of all, because we got to plan it together, so we kind of I kind of had a say. You know, sometimes it's a shoot that's not about the model. And in that case, it was. So I don't want to give out too much about it, but, you know, we chose some Italian location. So I really enjoyed it. And everybody involved was really professional. It was good. It was great. So I'm really grateful that you chose me to be the first cover girl.
Not at all. And look at you with the cliffhangers, you know, not letting everybody know everything. That's good. Actually, for those who don't know, this was hours after the shoot. I actually was in the hospital, the emergency room, and I was going to let the shoot happen without me, and just somehow, some way, I just couldn't do it. So I made it. Yeah, I ended up showing up, and even though it was hot that day, I don't even remember it being. We managed to make the shoot happen. Although Claudia was very cool, I still don't understand how she doesn't sweat. But that's a whole other story.
I don't know. I never sweat. That's weird, but that's how it is. That's why I chose Miami. You know, it's my kind of climate.
Well, there you go. And actually, that kind of leads me into my next question. Tell us a little bit about yourself for those who don't know who Claudia Romani is.
They should all know. No, I'm an Italian model. I started to model a long time ago, about 8-9 years ago in Denmark. I was scouted by FHM Denmark, and after that I joined an agency and I worked a lot because, you know, it's a different market. So most of the girls are blonde with blue eyes and I look very exotic. So it was a good market for me. After that, I worked in England and I've been modeling a lot. I won some beauty pageants. The magazines I work for include FHM, Maxim, even Playboy, but, you know, I don't do nudes. So I just did an interview for them. I was wearing a bikini.
Everybody paused when you said Playboy. I'm just letting you know.
No, you know, it was just an interview. So I had a pretty conservative photo shoot. And I also work for the Latin TV, and that's what I hope to do a lot more in the future. And I try to represent the Italian culture in the U.S. Mm-hmm. and not only. So.
Okay. And actually, that was another question I was going to kind of ask you. Like, what kind of projects are you doing right now? Because I know you're busy. You have one of the most hectic schedules of anybody I know. This is the last week or so. What have you been up to?
I'm busy all the time, or at least I try to. There's always ups and downs, or there's some weeks that are a little slower. So I try to stay in shape and, you know, also get back to all the people that email me and so on. But I've been working a lot because, you know, it was swim week in Miami. So apart from the shows, there were a lot of events, and it's a very good week to network and to meet all the bikini designers. And I've also been doing some features for the TV Azteca, which is, you know, for a website that's pretty much the second largest TV in Mexico. So I've been, you know, doing some features for them that are going to come up soon. And you will see me on a reality show that's about real estate. I went around checking some high-end properties in Miami. So that's another thing that I did for the Style Network. And I'm busy this week, too, because I'm going to shoot for the Giro d'Italia. You know, I'm the spokesperson for the Gran Fondo, which is a big, you know, the Giro d'Italia is the biggest cycling race in Italy. And they are doing some Gran Fondo, which are races for non-professionals here in the States. So I'm their spokesperson, and I'm going to do a shoot with a bike and, you know, their new jersey for this year contest. And I'm also shooting different stuff. And there are some surprises because I might be launching a clothing line. So,
oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, and another thing I'm doing, I don't know if you saw the pictures, but I'm cooperating with custom companies. They used to have kites, you know, custom-made kite surfs, but right now they have also the paddle boards, inflatable boards, and I'm really hooked to the paddling, you know?
Do you know how to swim?
That's one thing I learned. I'm not good at skiing, but I know how to swim, and I'm trying to learn now the yoga on the board. It's very relaxing, going in the evening, you know, with the lights around you on the bay, and, you know, do your exercise, and I'm part of the company, so I'm gonna make sure that those boards look very fashionable too.
Definitely.
You can custom make them with your logo, you know, and so on. We should do one for the magazine, actually.
I knew I was getting to that. Well, we'll talk about that later, definitely. Also, to be brief, you had a calendar that you came out with, right?
A what, sorry?
Your calendar.
Oh, a calendar, yes. I've been shooting a calendar. Somebody told me it's a little too early to present it. But we decided to do it with the right time. And, you know, I shot for the Perfect Tan bikinis, which are really popular because they allow you to tan without lines. So you can remove the straps. They're really nice. And I shot with Precious, which is a British model. The photographer is Kenny Rowland. We did it here in Miami. already did the launch event, so it's already on sale on the website.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a nice calendar, you know, not too sexy. It's a little sexy, but it's still something that you can have in your shop or in your home without getting in trouble.
Here we go. Well, on that note, can you tell people how to find you on the internet in regards to being able to get the calendar or just see you in general as far as Facebook, Twitter, all that kind of good stuff?
Yeah, I'm very active on the social media, and everybody is surprised that I get back. I tend to get back all the time. I really stay 24/7, you know, checking my phone. I love to interact. So the calendar can be found on the perfect10bikini.com. The boards can be found on the customcompaniesw.com. And myself, you can check out my Facebook, which is facebook.com/ClaudiaRomaniCR. Or Twitter or Instagram. It's all on my name, Claudia Romani.
All right, Claudia. Well, definitely, one, thank you again. Like I say, I'm very appreciative of the time that you took to
thank you, Chris.
Can I just say
the last thing? I have a very special fan from Italy that set up the alarm to wake up to listen to this interview, so we need to say hi to him, and it's Rodney. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that's exciting. That is actually, now I'm really excited now. What was I saying? I forgot what I was saying.
I think he was trying to call in, but probably had some issues from Italy.
Well, one, I will definitely be having another episode or two, so don't worry about that. But like I said, I want to make sure that you got on, because you're going to be going to Europe for a month, right? So.
Yeah, I'm
going to
be gone for a little bit, but you're still going to see all my updates, you know, and hopefully I'll have the cover with me, so, you know, it will be signed and it will be traveling with me.
Oh, yeah, that's right, everyone. The new cover will be coming out pretty soon. The image is to the graphic designer as we speak, so you'll see the new cover in hopefully a week. So, but in the meantime, I have a next guest coming up, Claudia, so unfortunately I do
thank
have
you,
to
Chris.
Let you go. But thank you once again. I'll be talking to you again soon, okay?
Thank you. Bye. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Bye. Good night. All right, everyone. As you know, that is Claudia Romani. And I'm very excited to have known her for these past couple of years. And she's a really good friend of mine. And as she mentioned, she is, you know, very professional, very adamant about what she does in the industry. And as you heard, she has a lot of stuff going on, so definitely look her up. All you got to do is Google her, Claudia Romani. My next guest is actually already on the line. Let me see if I can see. She's a very dynamic young woman. I've known her for a few months now, and I'm actually working with her personally under my moniker, IMTM. Over the past year, before I met her, she was already laying her groundwork to begin gaining recognition as a talented model and actress in the industry. Who is it? Her name is Ms. Karma Carmel. So let me get her on the line. How you doing,
Hi.
Tonight, Karma?
Hi, how are you?
Take
I like
a bow.
The clapping.
I know. I had to find a few of them. Some of them were pretty bad, but this one's pretty good so far. Don't worry. It's hot right where I'm at right now, so I'm passing out. But anyway, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing well, and you?
Can't complain. Well, audience, as I mentioned, this is someone who you have to look out for. And I'm going to give you some of the reasons why in a minute. But what I want to do, Karma, tell the folks listening a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Hi, I'm Karma Carmel. I'm an upcoming model / actress / host / entertainer in general. I reside here in Miami, Florida. So if you want to get in contact with me, that's where I'll be. Let me see about myself. That's it. I'm just like a happy person. I like, you know, I'm a normal person that just happens to be into the industry and, you know, just trying to expand in it. So I'm here and I'm ready.
Okay. Lately, I've noticed some of your work promoting certain corporate brands. Can you give us a brief rundown of some of the companies you've represented lately?
Okay. Yes. I have been doing a lot of promotional modeling. I love promotional modeling. I think that's the best. That's, you know, you have a good brand behind your image, and it's temporary, but also it can be like full time, because when I work for my brand, even if it's just one specific gig, I will continue to work with that company and let them give me, you know, whatever else they need. Some companies so far been Oreo. I know that was like my favorite. Oreo cookie. Who else? I did Dove the other day. Dove Go Fresh. That was super fun. Apothic. It's a wine out of California. It's pretty tasty. Let me see who else. Some more people coming up. At Celsius. I work like specifically with Celsius. Their headquarters is here in Boca Raton in Florida, South Florida. So I know the CEO. So it's a real good look, and I like that company. I work with them as their brand ambassador, but as well as anything else they want from me, photos, models, you know, commercial, whatever it is that we need to do, we do. So super good so far, thank God. And they're just coming, so I just keep praying for more, you know?
Exactly. I definitely, you know, like I said, I definitely, every time I see something new, I always, you know, share and let people know what you're doing. Now, I also saw just recently that, you have hosting experience, as we mentioned in the beginning, on TV and whatnot. Can you talk about the latest show that you're a co-host of?
You said for TV?
Correct.
Okay. Yes, when a year ago I just began modeling and saying I wanted to be an actress in modeling and taking it serious, as in getting photo shoots and stuff like that. So I, the first gig that I ever had as a model, actress, or whatnot, it was the Bill Cunningham show. I flew to New York. I did that show. It was super good for like my first ever thing ever on in life to ever come out with, and you know, it was on a national TV show, so that a daytime television show, so that was super fun and cool, and I got some experience with that, so I said, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and pursue it more. More at first, I was more modeling, because modeling, you know, is easy so far, and I have a model look, I guess you can say, or interesting look that takes well on camera. So I just pursued that for a while. However, now, recently I've been doing more hosting on air, on TV, being like co-host and just interviewing artists, and you know, if you're not an artist, just regular people as well. I'm really interested in that. I think I'm doing really good in that. I actually today got super good news. I don't even know if I want to say it, because I don't know if I want to jinx it. I don't know if it's, like, for real. But on Friday, we're supposed to be, like, I'm supposed to have my own show. It's going to be, like, not on the internet. It's, like, on TV. It's, like, with a channel, like, 125 or 6 or something here in Miami. And it's going to be, like, show daily and weekly and reruns and the whole 9 yards. So it's super good look for me. Yeah, super good. I'm like, they said, let's start Friday. So that's the only reason I'm even saying something, because I'm like, if on Friday we're not doing anything, then okay, like I'll look crazy on this interview.
Oh, boy.
Huh?
We're live now, so I can't take it back. But no,
it got to be true. It got to be true, because, you know, we're shooting on Friday for everything. My media kit. You know, it's my show. It's like Karma, Carmel, and then it's supposed to be along the lines of like 106 and Park sort of thing. You know, airing, you know, interviewing artists, models, anyone upcoming, anyone who's already in the game. And you know, I'm gonna throw my Karma Carmel in there. Some health tips for everyone, wellness tips. So we're gonna make it, you know, real cool and funny and sexy at the same time. So. It's going to be real good.
Well, congratulations on that for sure.
Thanks.
No problem. Actually, one more question. Well, actually, a couple. Your shoot for Simply Innovative. We know all the crazy stuff that happened that day. What was your, I guess, favorite moments from it, from start to finish?
My favorite moment of the whole photo shoot was finding the location of the photo shoot. Once we found it, it was like a sign from heaven. It was like, go to that location. So we had to jump a fence. We had to like go through a hole and not get cut with wires, and it was worth it. And it was such a good shot. It was such a, it was just such a good place. Like, I couldn't have asked for a better place to have shot in, and it just all fell together. So thank God, you know, he was with me on that, because at first it was kind of like, where are we going to do this? But it was like there. It was just like there. So thank God. And that was it. That was the funnest part. And then, you know, everything else, it, felt, it was like cakework, but it was just perfect after that. So.
Yeah, I was holding my breath going through the, that hole in the fence, because I was like, boy, she gets me up. I'll never end up.
It was so worth it. And there was a guy across the street to tell us how to get in it. So it was like, it was God's way to do that, you know?
Yeah, the interesting gentleman on the side of the street there, yeah.
Yeah.
One of your best assets is your smile. That being said, is there a particular project that you see yourself doing in the future that you can use that asset?
Oh, man, that's why I'm jumping in front of this camera. It's no more jumping and posing, because I feel like when I model, they don't, like, unless I'm having, like, a super great day, or it's, like, a super good song that I can model to or something like that, that I feel like my personality shows through my work. Otherwise, it's like, you know, you got to go off of the personality of the photographer. Maybe he doesn't like you to have music while you're doing it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's sort of harder for me maybe to model than it is for me to just get in front of a camera and do my thing and shut it down. Because that's what I've noticed that I really take to live TV or live action. Like, if you put me in prompt two, that's it. You're going to get your prompt. You know what I'm saying? Or you, I am very good with just improvising, period. So, and being put on the spot. And I think that's when my self shines. So I feel like from now on, it's going to be straight TV interview. Like, I feel like the modeling was good to get to know who I needed to know. And if you want to still, you know, take shoots of me out there after that, no problem, because whatever, you still need photos of me. But modeling is like, I'm not going to say I'm going to be the number one supermodel. Absolutely not. I'm going to be the girl on TV to take it over, like, in a positive way, though. So.
Well, if you remember the first email I sent to you after I got your pictures, that's what I said about you. That's how I thought of you, you know, so.
Yeah.
It's easily coming true. It wasn't going to take a lot of time. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Let me see. Did I miss anything? Oh, how? Give me a couple of places, not a whole bunch, but a couple of places where people can find you on the internet.
Okay. Yes. If you go to Facebook, it's Karma Carmel. Yes, there is some other lady with my name. She's like 43 years old, Northern Florida. I know. I'm like super shocked. I had no idea. So yes, I'm not gonna lie. There was a Karma Carmel before me. I don't know how I got the name without looking at that lady's name, but I did not steal it. And so, but it's real cool. But you'll know which one is me, because I have the followers. I'm the one that looks like a model. You'll know which one is really Karma Carmel. But Twitter, same thing. Karma Carmel. There's two K's. Not C's at all. Let me see, Google, Instagram, wherever you could type in, you could find someone, you will find my name. If you type in Karma Carmel, you will find me. So, and you just follow that, just keep following me everywhere else, you know? So, you'll find me.
And for the audience, as I mentioned, I am working with Miss Karma. So, if you do go to my website, you'll see a really nice article about her at www.imtnworldwide.com under models and talent and or actresses. You can see her in both of those. subject categories. And, of course, look for her very soon in Simply Innovative magazine. Karma, I hate to say it, but I have to let you go. Thank you for taking the time to call in, and I will be seeing you really soon.
Okay, great. Thank you. Good night. Have a safe night.
Good night.
Bye.
And everyone, of course, again, it was Ms. Karma Carmel. I hope this part of the game. I do have a few more people to talk to. I'm going to take a quick break just to catch my breath. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. I'll be right back. Hey, this is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. As I mentioned, really brief break. Wanted to make sure that everyone knows you can check out the magazine soon on the web. Be sure to follow it on Twitter at SimplyNOMag. That's Simply I, N is Nancy, N is Nancy, O, Mag. And as I mentioned, the website is being created. And, of course, get everything on www.imtnworldwide.com. Ready for my next guest. She is very new to the modeling world. She's Cuban. She's young. She's pretty. She's ready to work. I'm going to let her introduce herself. Here is Miss Jessica. How you doing, Jessica?
Hello?
Jessica. There you are. How you doing?
How are you?
There you are. I wanted to give people an opportunity to hear you, as I mentioned. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Jessica.
Yep, I'm here. Hello.
Our connection might be off. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, I'm Jessica Fleitas. I'm 18 years old. As you can see, I'm so friendly. I'm so kind. I was modeling for 3 years. I start at the age of 8 years, and since that's what I like. I also like to be an actress. That's my passion. And, yeah, so I start with Chris now. I'm going to be in Simply Innovative magazine, and I'm so happy about it.
How did you enjoy our photo shoots? And you know you had two of them, but how did you like them in general?
Well, my first photo shoot was nice. We get really nice shots, but we only take 3 pictures because we didn't see all, fortunately. But with the second shot, it was awesome. We get really nice shots. So, and also we had real fun time. Also with my makeup artist, too. He was really fun.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about him in the second shoot. Our first shoot, we actually shot a little bit in the rain, which was the first. And in the second shoot, we had all kinds of transportation issues and all kinds of different things. Well, Jessica is a trooper, and she did a very good job, and she's going to be appearing in her first magazine with me. Tell us a little bit, well, give us a brief. Let me see. Tell us something that you would like to do in modeling, long term.
In modeling, I'll be interested in being in magazine, TV, like novels. Because like I told you, I like to be an actress. That's what I like, and I also like to be a model. So I like two of them. So basically, that I'm here because that's what I really want to do.
Okay. And what I was going to tell everyone is that definitely go to my website. There's an article about Jessica on www.imtnworldwide.com under Models and Talent, where you can see her first article. Her second set of pictures have not been finished yet, so we're working on those. So, Jessica, I'm actually going to run out of a little bit of time. I have to let you go a little earlier, but what we're going to do is I'm going to have you call in, and on the next show again, we're going to hopefully get to finish a little bit more of your interview, okay?
Okay, so let me tell you something real quick. Guys, sponsor a magazine. It's important for you to be part of us. Sponsor it.
Bye. Good night. Thank you.
Good night.
All right, everyone, this is Chris with IMTN Worldwide Radio, and what we're going to be doing is I do have one more guest that I have on the line. I'm going to get them on. The live show is actually over now, but I'm still recording. So what I'm going to be doing is going to have him on. So the archive show, everybody will be able to hear the whole show. So just want to let everybody know that. 30 minutes is not a lot of time, but I do what I can with the time I'm allotted. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and have my last guest on, and here he is. Hold on one moment. Hey, Davey, how you doing, man?
Hey, how are you, Chris?
I'm doing fine, my friend. I wanted to still make sure that you got on as well. For my audience, Davey De La Hose is actually the first he is the second sponsor of Simply Innovative Magazine, but he's the first He's the first advertiser of Simply Innovative Magazine. We're going to talk a little bit about two of the things that I'll be talking about over a period of time. The first one we're going to talk about is your massage therapy. Give us a little bit of information about that, baby.
Well, yeah, massage therapy almost for 7 years. Working in Miami area, Hialeah, Norman Beach. I can go a little more far, like Homestead, West Palm Beach, and, you know, the price is going to be a little more higher, but we can work with that price, you know, and been doing the sport massage, the Swedish massage, oriental massage, Swedish massage, this is pretty much what I do, the Swedish massage with the reflexology, and I charge like $75 an hour, it's 60 minutes massage, and I think you're going to enjoy this massage after working hard the whole week. It's pretty much what I do.
Okay. Well, I always tell people that at the end of the day, this is Miami, and Miami, people like to be able to feel good about themselves. So definitely, this is something that people would want to book an appointment. What is the number that they can reach you at?
Yeah. Well, my number is 786-328-9742. You can leave a messenger
right
there. If I'm not answering the phone, just leave with the messenger. We're happy to return the call if I miss the call.
Okay. Now, what is the other business that you actually are in as well? I believe you have two.
Also, yeah. Well, also, I do on the side of the real estate, and if someone's interested to buy a house or sales, or looking for rent in Miami area, Homestead or West Palm Beach or North Miami Beach, any area around Miami, and I can help you with that also. And also they can reach me, and my phone number is 786-328-9742.
Okay. Well, that's why I wanted to be able to make sure that people did get a hold of you. And I'm probably going to have you on a few times over the next couple of weeks because I'm going to have different guests and whatnot. So definitely be prepared to call in again if I need to. But that's actually going to close out the show. So just one more time, let people know how they can reach you again.
Yes, 786-328-9742. And my name is David.
All right, cool. All right, well, I'm going to let you go for now. I'll be in touch with you soon, but I do definitely appreciate you calling. Definitely appreciate you sponsoring Simply Innovative Magazine.
A pleasure. Have a nice day, Chris.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
All right, everyone. Well, that was my last guest for the evening, and I appreciate everyone who's able to listen in to this very exciting episode. Hopefully everybody appreciated it. I'm going to go ahead and close out, but this is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Look out for Simply Innovative Magazine coming out very, very soon. Good night.